From Radio Deutsche Welle in Cologne, Melody Time. We invite you to join us for 30 minutes of light classical music. Hello there, I'm Maurice O'Brien de Clare. Welcome to this edition of Melody Time. The famous Russian composer Nikolai Rimsky-Korsakov was born in 1844. Coming from a family with strong cultural and naval connections, he entered the Naval Academy at St. Petersburg at the tender age of 12. He just couldn't wait to follow in the footsteps of his brother, who was a rear admiral in the Russian fleet. But as much as he loved the sea, he was also beginning to fall in love with music. While still at the Naval Academy, he took his first piano and theoretical lessons in music. He was just 15 at the time. When he graduated at the Academy, Captain Rimsky-Korsakov was given the command of a warship, and for the next 3 happy years, he sailed the 7 seas. But his second love, music, was far too strong. He resigned his commission and studied with the composer Mili Balikirov. In 1865, just 6 years after his first piano lesson, the young Rimsky-Korsakov completed and performed his first symphony. Then, just a few years later, this young composer, with no formal education in music at all, was appointed professor for composition at the St. Petersburg Conservatory and director of the Free Music School in St. Petersburg. He was a rare combination of talented composer and inspired teacher, and amongst his pupils that later became world famous, we find names like Stravinsky, Glazunov, and Respighi. All of his music is noted for its brilliant and colorful orchestration, and his operas for their fantastic plots and atmosphere. Let's hear an example. I've chosen a piece that I'm positive all of you will recognize, but not many would ever guess that it actually comes from an opera. The Flight of the Bumblebee, from the story of Tsar Saltan, is now played by the Radio Symphony Orchestra Stuttgart, conducted by Sir Neville Mariner.
Thank you.
The Flight of the Bumblebee, from the opera The Story of Tsar Saltan by Nikolai Rimsky-Korsakov. One of the darker episodes in the history of music must surely be that dealing with countertenors. Up to the last century, it was usual to castrate young boy singers so that their voices would never break and darken in tone. That's why they were known as castrati. Perhaps the memory of this barbaric custom makes some people slightly embarrassed when they see a grown man on the stage singing in tones that we would normally expect to hear, well, coming from a soprano or alto. Today, training and training alone enables the male voice to climb the tonal ladder to reach the heights of the soprano or alto. The modern countertenor is no longer considered a freak. He's equally at home singing on the opera stage or the concert platform, or even rendering those beautiful and romantic salon evergreens. Listen now to one of the most famous countertenors of our time. Here's Jochen Kowalski singing of the pleasures of love, Plaisir d'amour, by Jean-Paul Martini. He's accompanied by the Éclair Salon Orchestra. Plaisir d'amour by Jean-Paul Martini, sung by that extraordinarily talented countertenor Jochen Kowalski. Today, audiences, and not critics or public relations firms, will ultimately decide on whether a play, operetta, musical, or opera will be a success or not. Unfortunately, audiences tend to be conservative in their tastes and have to be persuaded to accept new sounds. Well, that's exactly the situation Arnold Schoenberg found himself in when in 1918 he founded a society to encourage and support contemporary and therefore very difficult to digest music. Well, in 1921, the composers of the society decided to give a concert, and instead of performing their own revolutionary compositions, which they rightly suspected wouldn't go down too well, they presented a program full of old Viennese favorites, but with subtle new arrangements. And the composers, amongst them Anton Webern, Alban Berg, and of course Arnold Schoenberg himself, formed the orchestra. The concert was a huge success, and attention was now focused on the new composers. And this is how an arrangement of a Styrian dance by Josef Lanner sounded. the Berlin Soloists with Styrian Dance, Opus 165 by Josef Lanner. That arrangement was written in 1921 by Alexander Weinmann. Still on a romantic note, I'd like you now to hear one of Germany's most famous baritones. He's equally at home singing in opera, oratorio, operetta, or lieder. Hermann Prey now sings a sweet, sad farewell from the opera The Trumpeter from Sackingen by Victor Ernst Nessler. The trumpet solo is played by Kurt Kratz. The orchestra of the German Opera Berlin is conducted by Heinrich Hollreiser.
Hässlich eingerichtet, dass bei den Rosen gleich die Dornen stehen. Und was das arme Herz auch sehnt und dichtet, zum Schlusse kommt das voneinander. Gelesen, es blitzte drin von Liebe und Glück ein Schein. Behüt dich Gott, es wär zu schön gewesen. Behüt dich Gott, es hat nicht sollen sein.
Behüt
the farewell song from the trumpeter from Säckingen by Victor Ernst Nessler. Well, it's almost time for me to bid you farewell as well, so I'd like to go out on a wild, temperamental note. With his Slavonic dances, Antonín Dvořák achieved fame outside his Czech homeland. Originally written for two pianos, the dances were later rewritten for orchestra. Listen now to the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra, conducted by Antal Doráty, and Slavonic Dance No. 8, Opus 46. Slavonic Dance, Opus 46, No. 8 by Antonín Dvořák. And there we end this edition of Melody Time. The program, which was produced by Rick Fulker with sound engineer Erhard Burger, came to you from Radio Deutsche Welle in Cologne, Germany. This has been Maurice O'Brien de Clare, wishing you all the very best. And do take care, won't you? Bye now.